I live with cerebral palsy, and you're from the Cerebral Palsy Association of British Columbia, so I know exactly what it means to live with cerebral palsy. So I wanted to first thank you for the work you do on behalf of people living with cerebral palsy.
Thank you, Sarjeet. It's an honor to be the provincial ambassador for this important organization and raise awareness of cerebral palsy, because I think it goes under the radar. And of course, also raise important funds to service people who need our help living with CP.
Could you give an overview of what cerebral palsy is actually?
Yeah, cerebral palsy affects children. Generally, they find out at birth. And it very much falls under a spectrum where you can be affected from 1 to 9. 9 would be nonverbal, non-communicative, etc., and perhaps have extreme mobility issues, where there are other people with cerebral palsy who have minor health issues, and then anywhere in that spectrum between. For instance, our new provincial spokesperson is Marco Pasqua, who is well known across the city as a young entrepreneur and spokesman, and he is confined to a wheelchair. And so a lot of people see him and they go, oh, were you in an accident as a young child or, you know, a teen, etc.? No, I'm living with cerebral palsy and I have mobility issues because of that. What we say is expect competence, because even those folks that are nonverbal are extremely intelligent. They are thoughtful, they are caring, and they have a lot to offer. So when you see someone that is having difficulty speaking or communicating, don't ever think that that is affecting them in a cerebral way. Funny we say cerebral palsy, because yes, there are issues with regards to control, motor movement, etc., from the body accepting the commands from one's brain. But everyone that does have cerebral palsy are extremely intelligent and thoughtful people.
I was one of the lucky ones. I got a very mild case. When I was born, my parents took me to Vancouver General Children's Hospital, and they give my parents a report that they have till this day that Sarjeet's never going to be able to walk, talk, or do anything productive in society. So you got to always have a belief in yourself and work very hard, and things can get better.
Absolutely. And we've come a long way in terms of diagnoses and treatment, et cetera. But that goes to your point. That's why the Cerebral Palsy Association exists in BC, is that if parents receive that diagnosis, they don't know where to turn. We're there to provide support, resources, equipment, bursaries and things. And also, more importantly, you know, we found, Sarjeet, during COVID, so many people that rely on therapies, I'm sure you'll agree, that having weekly or daily therapies helps with mobility issues and with your overall quality of life. Many people with CP have had to put that on a sideline because of COVID. And it's been extremely detrimental, because without those therapies, you will digress. And that's where we are there to help. And we have virtual town halls with our clients and our friends and try and provide support and resources. And luckily, therapies have opened up now. But again, if you're a person that pays for a therapy and you've been sidelined because of work and you're a member of our cerebral palsy community, we will do whatever we can to make sure those therapies continue through funding through our organization.
From the age of 7 to the age of 30, I had to go to Surrey every day for 3 hours a day after school to get therapy. That's what kept me mobile. So I totally understand how important therapy is to a person living with cerebral palsy to keep them mobile. My next set of questions was on COVID, actually. How has COVID affected the service you provide?
We have gone virtual. So we closed our actual office and everyone works from their respective homes on the team. We've had to go online and make sure that we can reach out, whether it's through telephone or through computer, to our members. And, you know, we know there are over 10,000 people in British Columbia that have cerebral palsy. We can't reach all of them, but we want them to know that we are reachable if they wish to communicate with us. And we've had to work, importantly, on mental health issues. I think everyone has been affected adversely through COVID, through the lack of human contact and touch and greeting and meeting. And those people that have special needs and those that fall in the cerebral palsy category are no less affected either. And so we've turned to group sessions, private counseling opportunities, and ensured that in those situations where people needed therapy, we made sure the therapist came to them if they weren't allowed to go to a closed office, etc. Luckily, we see the light at the end of the tunnel. More things are opening up now, but the need has not changed, and that's why we're there as advocates for those people with CP.
Do you work with students in schools and stuff?
Yes, the Cerebral Palsy Association of BC has a number of different lifelines out. One is an education component to let people understand what cerebral palsy is. And as I said earlier, to expect competence when you see someone that falls in that spectrum, and to understand that though they may not be able to communicate in the way you're used to, they absolutely understand what you're saying and have different ways to try and communicate back. We work with those people through online therapies, Zoom meetings, association opportunities where everyone can share experiences, offer advice, share stories of, you know, love and compassion and obstacles and opportunities. We have that for adults. We have that for all ages. We have children's programs. So we've done a lot of things and taken them online to be able to reach more people. With that said, we've also partnered with other organizations. For instance, a young child is receiving a power wheelchair who has cerebral palsy, and that cost is $35,000. And Variety, the children's charity, has covered that through a special donor. And that is because of the relationship with those two organizations, Cerebral Palsy Association of BC and Variety, to be able to literally change the life of a child who totally has mobility issues. And this isn't just a wheelchair that we would come to think. This is a power chair that can take you up a mountain, that can go anywhere. So can go to the beach, can do wonderful things, because we believe in making sure everyone can have the maximum quality of life possible, no matter what limitations you may think you have or you do have.
And I wanted to get to your competency thing. You've said it a couple of times, and I can relate. When growing up in the 1980s, my elementary school and high schools didn't kind of understand what cerebral palsy was. Because in the 80s, you know, cerebral palsy wasn't a real disability that people understood, right? So whenever they looked at me, they, even though I walked a little funny or walked a little slower than other people with a limp, they always assumed that something must have been wrong in my brain. The people that know me now can tell you, I've got a master's degree, I worked in the government, now I'm here interviewing you. So anything is possible if you've got the right support and people believing in you. So it has nothing to do with competency, but how do you fight that stereotypical viewpoint that the public has, that cerebral palsy means something's wrong up here?
I think the importance is education, because when you're ignorant, you make stupid assumptions or negative assumptions or hurtful assumptions of other people. If you can educate like you're doing is important. And we saw in the 80s that one thing you didn't speak about was cancer. It was considered very negative and it was behind closed doors. They worked very hard to eliminate that. And I think now we can openly talk about cancer and we're finding more cures and we're helping people, and it is more in the forefront. If you fast forward another 15 years, mental health was something you never spoke about. It was behind closed doors. It was an embarrassment. And in many cultures, having disabilities and mental health issues is just frowned upon. I was fortunate to live in Asia, and many people considered that if a family member was afflicted by something, that it was God's will, that it was a punishment to that family, which is absolutely further from the truth, as we know. We are starting a BC for CP campaign where we hope once COVID is down and everything's opened up that we can travel across the province and enlighten people about what cerebral palsy is, what our organization does, and offer assistance to those people in smaller communities that may not have that opportunity in person. Help with resumes, talk about opportunities through continuing education, bursaries, grants, equipment that someone needs. So we're really excited about that program. We hope to be able to launch that in the spring.